This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The globalists attempt to collapse nation states. Beto, the UN puppet, reinforces U.S. downfall. Literally, here it is. The UN, funded by elements of our own government and stay-behind groups put in power by Hillary and Obama, helped collapse Europe with the help of the EU, with over 10 million military-aged men the last 7 years. Where Europe is just wrecked. 80%+ less terrorism, crime rates off the charts, just bedlam. Thousands of cars burned per week, hundreds per night, mass stabbings, sex slavery. The third world in many areas is hell. And we are in an existential threat crisis here. And just as they ran the same operation with North African and Middle Easterners and others against Europe in the last 7-8 years, the exact same people are running an attempt with not one but two caravans of over 40,000. Now, the government's saying 40,000. They were saying that it was 1,000 before and it was 50,000. And Beto O'Rourke is there as a literal treasonous traitor, organizing it and bragging that it's happening. People are coming across not being tested for diseases. They've been caught smuggling children in mass. This is insanity.
Families, including 40,000 children, expected to enter the process this month. We are doing everything we can to simply avoid a tragedy in a CBP facility. But with these numbers, with the types of illnesses we're seeing at the border, I fear that it's just a matter of time.
But it's designed to bring the country down. And you've got that backdrop with the deep state trying to overthrow Trump. All Trump is doing is the basic default that anybody would do to keep the country from collapsing. But it's not enough because the attack's been launched. And Trump can't get the laws or the funding to stop it. And once they overwhelm the courts and once they overwhelm the detention facilities, it's over. You'll have 10 million people in the next year come in. It was 1.5 million illegals they know of last year, probably 4 million they don't. 10 million is now estimated will pour in this year. 10 million people.
I'll tell you, if it was under 1,000 apprehensions the day before, that was a relatively good number. And if it was above 1,000, it was a relatively bad number, and I was going to be in a bad mood the whole day. On Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
And there is a crime culture, an MS-13, and a smuggling culture. And all the lawlessness you see in Latin America is now here. And that's exactly what's happening here. Floods of crime, floods of disease, and the UN funding and all to overwhelm the beds. The Democrats wanted in the latest budget plan a cap at 16,700 beds. Ladies and gentlemen, some estimates are 50,000 people are hitting the border today. 1.5 million illegals got apprehended last year. Look it up. Millions more, they don't know. Now, there are two caravans of over 40,000 people, it's estimated, set to smash into the U.S. in about 2 weeks. They're being trucked up, most of them. Almost all of them military-age men. But the traitor media will go show a few women that are in the crowd to pull on heartstrings. When they collapse the courts and collapse law enforcement and the border, it's over. Like Europe, it's broken. 10 million in Europe the last 7 years, almost all military-age men. We're about to see 10 million, it's estimated, in the next 12 months, not fiscal year 2019. The Border Patrol put out statements, they said, in the next 12 months.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, words cannot describe how serious our crisis is. It's the perfect invasion. It's the perfect takedown of the culture. It's the perfect system to steal elections. The perfect soft kill operation. The globalists have exploited and looted Latin America. They've exploited and looted the Middle East. They then create land bridges. They create UN refugee centers to mass the disenfranchised populations, to propagandize them, in some cases for a year, before they are sent forward with debit cards paid for by U.S. taxpayer money, fenced by George Soros, Democratic Party phone numbers, Catholic charity phone numbers, and other information to get up to the United States and then be disappeared into the system, showing up as people voting in the names of dead voters. It's a total takeover plan. And remember Obama, I'm letting kids come into the U.S. We're just letting kids, unaccompanied kids. Only 17% were under the age of 18. It was just an invasion of adults. Remember when the Border Patrol bought 30-something thousand pairs of 6X underwear? So many obese people, they needed thousands and thousands of pairs of 6X underwear. I got a pair of 6X underwear from Walmart on air famously, and showed how big they were. 3.5 feet across, unstretched. You can just Google Alex Jones puts underwear on his head. I made a joke out of it. Knowing, making a meme out of it, we would reach young people. Yes, I fall on the sword every day, ladies and gentlemen, with different little tricks I've learned to get the truth out. But this is just insane. And now we've got Venezuela collapsing, thousands starving a week, into Colombia on their way to Central America and the United States. And it's on, ladies and gentlemen. So what do we do about this? I want to hear from law enforcement, military, Border Patrol in the first round of calls. Former Border Patrol, current Border Patrol, ICE, U.S. Customs, law enforcement, military that have worked borders in other parts of the world. What do we do? People say, well, the president ought to just turn them back. Under law, if they get over the wall, they have to be given to judges, mainly that are globalists. And the average waits 6 years to see a judge now. Well, it was 4 years. 15,000 are slamming in to places like El Paso a day and being caught. That's just being caught. The Border Patrol said the previous record there was 3,000. That's in John Bowne's report on it that aired Sunday. You're not seeing this on the national news, though, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see, oh, look, they're going through barbed wire. Isn't it mean with their babies? Yeah, if you did that with your kid, they'd take your kid. That's child endangerment. The woman that brought her kid up where they said Trump was mean to the girl and they photoshopped him standing over, she'd been in the desert for 100-something miles. She was starving. She was about to pass out from heat exposure and dehydration. Turned out her mother uses her as a human shield to get into the U.S. routinely, her former husband said. Wonder what else she's doing when she's coming up here. And they blamed Trump and said the child was taken from her. Never was done. All lies, like Kavanaugh's hoax against him, or the Covington kid hoax, or the hoax about what I really said about Sandy Hook, or the hoax about Smollett, or the hoax about Russiagate. And I'm pretty wound up today because I've gotten proof of what the Democrats are doing behind the scenes. You know, they haven't stopped their Russiagate stuff. They go around to people in business in my life and banks and lawyers and other people. And they send in law enforcement, U.S. senators, to use their, quote, gravitas and their credibility to tell people I'm a Russian agent. Hell, they do it in Congress for everybody. 100% lie. As God is my witness, I'll be struck down if that was true. It's a lie. They're the liars. They're the enemies. And folks, they're doing it to everybody. And this is what they want to do. They're all criminals, knuckle-dragging, lying filth that hates you and your family. And they're working around the clock to shut us down. And you know what? I'm honored that such trash sees me as one of their main enemies. But I need your prayers. And I need you to do whatever it takes, politically and legally and lawfully. And there's a lot of ways to get the word out. So print up. Infowars.com, forbidden information. Find out what they don't want you to see. Or Newswars.com, forbidden information. Find out what they don't want you to learn. Everybody, just go to the local store. It costs like $10 to print up 500 cards. Please, just do it. We're in a war. Don't let them win. We have the antidote to their poison. You've done it so far. Put it on the side of your barn. Put up a billboard. I see emails all the time that we miss later. Just tens of thousands coming a day saying, hey, do I have permission to put InfoWars on the side of my barn? You don't have permission. You have me on my knees, literally kissing your feet. Pay for an airplane to fly around with InfoWars.com behind it. Do whatever. I have expended my energy. I've expended my fuel. I've got fuel to keep this operation going for a while because of you, but we've got to reach out and let people have the chain reaction the enemy fears so much. So thank the local station. Hell, buy an ad in the local paper saying, hear the forbidden information no one wants you to see or hear at the local station and put their call letters and when I'm on. Or send $100 to the station and tell them why. That's why we're on the air still and gaining stations. And then I get censored everywhere on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Go to that local station that has their own audio stream. And then you go put that on Facebook or you go put that on Twitter. And you say, ooh, the forbidden show's on right now on this local station, and people will click it. Every little bit of energy you put in the war, is what takes us over the top. And I want to beat these bastards, man. They are so evil. In fact, I never really had a lot of fear of the globalists, but I had fear of failure. But now I've got to really control myself because I'm just absolutely on fire and crazed. I mean, I've experienced how bad they are, and it just confirms everything I already knew and just makes me know I've just got to get my act together and really get on my knees every day and ask God to lead God and direct me to beat these people. So I need you to pray for me and hold me up against the enemy, and I pray for you and hold you up. But I need you to pray for me and pray for guidance and discernment. And for a hedge of protection around everything we do here, I don't just believe in it. I know it's real and it's essential. So prayer's number one, spreading the word's number two. And number three, ladies and gentlemen, everybody needs non-GMO heirloom seeds. Everybody needs water filtration, air filtration. We've got the best for the price. You can pay five times more and get something better. That's how I work in my life. I go like, what's the lowest price, best thing there is? And then that's what I push. Because that's just who I am. That's the way my mindset operates. I just get in there, and I want to thank you. You think I like sitting here in this war saying, I need more ammo? I need more ammo. The globalists are so pissed they haven't shut us down yet. They don't even know what to do. They're beside themselves. They need to destroy my name before they assassinate me. That's the plan. They haven't done it yet. You go, well, why are you so important? Because they picked us as a symbol they want to create of a bad person. The enemy, the devil, can't create. The devil can only invert. The devil doesn't even know it's true. These evil people, I've learned, just don't even know the light if they saw it. Like Congressman Gohmert said to Sundar Pichai. He goes, you've been in the dark so long, you wouldn't know the light if you saw it. And that's it. The globalists just lie. What they want, they then believe is reality. They're actually delusional. And they just can't believe their bull and their mojo and their voodoo, and they're announcing I'm a failure and I'm done and I'm a fake and I'm losing and you're losing. That's all them whistling past the graveyard, folks. That's them whistling in the dark. We are acing them. But we've hit a whole other level where I need to stay in the game a lot longer. I don't say that selfishly. They have not been successful in taking over my identity with their body snatching system politically, and then being able to have Alex Jones as this card in the deck of badness and evilness, taking themselves and projecting it onto you, onto me, and on the populace and God fearing people. They failed, and they don't even know what to do now. They're cross eyed. And they just keep trying to pressure us and trying to convince us we've done something wrong and trying to manipulate our conscience and trying to get us to play into their narrative. It's not going to happen. Look in the mirror, Senator. You're an ugly demon, a devil. You're going to hell. You were always of your father. You'll never beat God. You'll never beat America because you're trash. You're scum. You're a mutant. You're over. You're done.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your
free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
There is so much incredible news and video clips that I haven't even gotten to yet. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start going to those clips now. And then I'm going to take your phone calls going into the next segment. And I also talked about how I was going to lay out the big picture of what's happening geopolitically and then what's happening in North America. And I'm going to do that during this segment as well. And I basically already laid most of it out, but I want listeners to understand something. This is not hyperbole. This is not exaggeration. If anything, how out of control things are is so unspeakably big and dangerous that I'm not even getting chills at this point. I'm getting the genetic, biological response that I get when I'm fighting for my life. And it's the face tightening up and the eyes getting clear and the brain moving faster and the IQ going up. That's the electrical charge in the atmosphere. My cells are responding like I'm in a fight for my life. And everyone can feel it. And so people say, you're having anxiety. Go to a psychologist. Get on some Prozac. No, get close to God. Go for a hike. Eat some food that's better for you. I'm not on some high horse. I'm just saying, folks, your body's freaked out for a reason. You're bouncing off the walls because everybody can feel it. Pull up Christina Amanpour first. She has Comey on. Never thought I'd agree with James Comey. Who perjured himself in Congress, who ran the fake Russiagate garbage, but who himself just wanted a home of power. He'd been owned by the Bushes and the Clintons before him. And he was just so incompetent and so weird and so double-dealing that Trump even tried to bring him in, but he kept double-dealing. And Trump, of course, knew he was leaking stuff to the press while he was lying about it. I mean, you think you have your own intelligence agencies, Jack? You don't know who was watching you the whole time? See, people make me sick. And he goes on Christina Amanpour's show, Mrs. Bilderberg. She's got a nice wig she's wearing these days. And she says, shouldn't law enforcement stop people saying lock Hillary Clinton up? I mean, we push Hillary for prison. We made that popular. Somebody else coined it. I saw it, on somebody's yard had a sign they put up in Austin. But that's a good idea. But whoever that guy is, he coined it. But we popularized it. This audience did. You're awesome. We had airplanes flying around the country saying it. And she's saying, shouldn't we arrest them? Now, think about the authoritarian instinct that she's on international television, aiding and abetting other countries that are watching her on CNN in the U.S. and CNN in Canada and CNN in Europe and the Middle East and Asia. CNN's on all over the world. People know not to believe it, but still, it's on. Force-fed, CIA, it is CIA, been CIA, since Ted Turner set it up on military satellites. When we CIA, we mean the establishment CIA. Not defending the CIA, but it's always too broad to say the, you know, them. The CIA is like the biggest, oldest modern intelligence agency. Army intelligence and naval intelligence precursors that, of course, and has never trusted the CIA. So it's governments within governments. But you've got him up there being asked about arresting people, talking about me, talking about you, that say lock her up because the rhetoric was effective. It was true. And now they know they're close to getting locked up for all the crimes they've committed, the crimes he's committed. So what she's really saying is, isn't it time to move with law enforcement against people trying to stop you and your criminal activity? And he's like, oh, no, no, we have that right in America. Because he understands the climate now, and he's trying to keep his head down with Clapper and Brennan and the other conspirators who know Trump's got the goods on him. And all I'm saying is, Mr. President, I don't mind having my ass hanging out here in the wind with the American people because we count on you, but the damn borders just collapsed. The Border Patrol ran up an SOS red alert. There's firefights going on in the Brazilian-Venezuelan border and the Colombian border. They can hardly keep another 5 million people from storming our ass. The Democrats are running around and engaged in open treason, and if you sit there and you let them do it, then you're aiding and abetting them. And listen, I don't know exactly what the move is to stop it. I just know, legally and lawfully, through the executive and through the Congress, we have to act on this thing now because this is orchestrated by outside powers. It's destroying the country in front of everybody's face. And the stuff they're doing to me just shows, it doesn't go, oh, I'm being attacked, they're lying about me, they're doing dirty tricks and espionage, they're doing stuff that's just over-the-top criminal. It's that they don't even care if they get caught. They've reached a wild, cornered animal level. And it's like you wake up, you're vacationing in Colorado, this has happened to people, and you walk in at, you know, 5 a.m. to make some coffee, and there's a mountain lion sitting there on the counter eating the ham you left out the night before. Now, if you give it a chance to leave, it'll go, but what if it's rabid? And what if it's got you and your kids cornered and it's coming towards you with foam coming out of its mouth? I don't want to have this fight, but I'm cornered by a rabid animal. I'm cornered, they're cornered, and I'd back off these people except they're a bunch of perverts and weirdos obsessed with sexualizing our kids, and they want to bankrupt everything, and they're jealous of free market. No. We've got to oppose these people. There's no more games. There's no more playing games. Trump's trying to keep the stock market up while he has confidence, while he stops the UN collapse of the border. We don't have any more time. I'll give the number out in a moment, but here is Comey with Christina Amanpour. This is basically the mouth of the EU on CNN saying, arrest the American people.
Good.
I've got one question, because you just said lock her up, yeah. Or lock me up. Of course, lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could have created violence, that it's kind of hate speech? Should that have been allowed?
That's not a role for government to play. Mm-hmm. The beauty of this country is people can say what they want, even if it's misleading and it's demagoguery. The people who should have shut it down were Republicans who understand the rule of law and the values that they claim to stand for. Shame on them, but it wasn't a role for government to play.
All right. James. When we come back, we're going to analyze that short clip. Then I'm going to give the number out, then I'm going to cover the big clips. But did you catch all that? Because that's the future right there. That's the plan. And that's how we're able to tell you tomorrow's news today. Whatever you do, by hand, by carrier pigeon, by however, spread the link, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Please accept this mission. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Can you worry about the impact on the U.S. economy by closing the border?
Sure, it's going to be having a negative impact on the economy. It's one of the biggest trade deals in the world that we've just done with the USMCA. It's a very big trading partner. But to me, trading is very important, the borders are very important, but security is what is most important. We have to have security. This is what this gentleman is all about, to my right. And we're going to have security in this country. That's more important than trade. Hey, all you hear me talking about is trade. But let me just give you a little secret. Security is more important to me than trade. So we're going to have a strong border, but we're going to have a closed border. And, you know, when we close that border, we will stop hundreds of millions of dollars of drugs from coming in, because tremendous amounts of drugs come through our southern border.
What's happening is the UN model of collapsing Europe, collapsing the U.S., using third world populations this year. The Border Patrol is officially overwhelmed. It is three times any collapse level before. The president has to be calm because he doesn't want to plunge the economy. But he just signaled to everybody, if we don't control the border, we don't have a nation anyways. And so, yes, we've got to seal the border, but that's going to take 100,000 troops. You cannot let them get in. And people are willing to drag babies through barbed wire to get in. The law has to be changed now. But the Democrats have so beat people over the head that, oh, it's mean if you ship somebody back, or it's mean they've got to have all these immigration hearings. They're backed up 6 years. 97% of people, look it up, don't ever show up for the immigration hearing. So, a mother of three, single mother, she's working two jobs. She does the laundry. She cooks the meals. She pays her bills. Legal alien hits her with no insurance. What happens to her? It's just true. The illegal aliens are above the law. And they're being used as a permanent underclass to undercut the whole system. It's a plan. Walmart, very predatory, would tell workers, this came out 10 years ago, in their own manuals, we only keep you part-time so that you then are able to get food stamps and aid. So here's how you go get food stamps and aid, and here's how you can make more money. So Walmart uses government subsidy, taxpayer money, to undercut the whole market. But notice, Walmart itself is now being displaced by Amazon. So this is a consolidation going on. And when you bring in a giant third world, low IQ population, and by the way, the third world has smart people in it. They're staying there. They own things. They run things. We're taking the bottom, the most desperate, the most criminal, the most diseased, the most mentally ill, the most unskilled, into our country. What does that do? They go, oh, the Statue of Liberty. Statue of Liberty was sent here by the French. They tried to give it to the Egyptians. They didn't want it. It's a cultic. It's a guy in drag. Look it up. It's a hermaphroditic god. And there at Ellis Island where it sits, they kept you 3 to 6 months to make sure you didn't have disease. They don't check anything now. They don't check you're not a human smuggler. And I know you know that, but that's the lawlessness. Next time you're going through an internal Border Patrol checkpoint, I said to them, why do you want to ask if I'm a citizen? It wouldn't matter if I wasn't. They go, yeah, you're right. Why do you have checkpoints at the TSA? To make sure a jihadi doesn't blow us up? You just let them in and protect them. It's all a joke. Next time we're trying to get in a football game, they want to wand you. Well, why would you do that? I have a right to be in this football game for free. Like, no, that's a private company, a private thing. You go, well, so is our country. We paid for this. We're being exploited. Our openness is being exploited. And this country is being collapsed. And I know everybody gets it, so now I promise when we come back, I'm going bam, bam, bam to your calls. First up, first round, military, police, Border Patrol, former Border Patrol. I want to get your take on this if I'm wrong or if I'm right. But they have the Border Patrol. They all say, it's collapsed, red alert, help us, help us, help us. And Trump's like, I'm going to have to shut the border. Well, he doesn't even have the resources to do it. We have to stop the Democrats. We have to stop USAID. That's the name of it, USAID, out of the State Department. You don't think Soros gives his own money to have these giant migrant centers in southern Mexico and in all these other Central American countries, down to South America. They have cover stories on Reuters and about how great he is and how they give $3,000 to each person on their card that doesn't even have their name on it. And they go, hey, George Soros is behind it. And they go, oh, conspiracy theorists, fire Lou Dobbs. Get rid of Judicial Watch. They're lying. They're not lying. They're calling the elephant in the room. And the average American still knows they're being lied to, but not as bad as they imagine. It's even worse. I've had people, high level, make up outrageous lies about me. And they tell people these lies, and the folks I talk to cannot believe that the U.S. senator or people like that would tell someone like this, that they would call and get involved in things I'm involved in and say, you better not represent Alex Jones. Or you better get rid of his bank account, or you better, because he's under criminal investigation and we know he's a Russian and a Ukrainian and he's going to be going to jail soon. 100% on my children. I've never taken a red cent from a Russian government, on any foreign government. And look, the FBI and all the system knows that. They don't know what to do. They have probed everything we do. And they're all a bunch of followers at the top who got their jobs by other powerful people. They're a bunch of brown nosers. And they can't believe that InfoWars is self-made, that our listeners are real, and that we're not funded by some other group. I am so proud I'm not a part of an intelligence agency. I'm so proud that I did what I did by God's help and your support. And the Democrats now are just in overdrive gear. You know, they call ICE criminals and murderers and Nazis. And there's a guy with both his legs blown off that has a fireman's cross on his elbow, you know, for the name of their unit in Afghanistan. Anybody knows a fireman's cross? And they call him a Nazi. And then they end up hiring the woman that did it to run a newspaper. She gets rewarded for being a liar. That's just what they do. And now that New York fact checker under fire for mistaken ICE worker's tattoo for a Nazi symbol. It's a fireman symbol. Now she got promoted to run a major publication. Hell, the lady on the board of the New York Times said, whites aren't human. They went, you go right to the top, lady. That's who they are. So here's the toll-free number. For law enforcement, military, former Border Patrol, current, people living right on the border, we want to hear from you, 877-789-2539. The first round, wait for those guys to call in, then I'll give open phones to everybody, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. You don't even say your real name or whatever. You can just say where you're calling from. And we'll get you on air. But, hell, they got the head of the Border Patrol and the deputy head. So the deputy head called us like 6 years ago down there to catch the illegal aliens they were ordering loaded on buses. And the public's like, well, why is the Border Patrol helping them? Because they've been ordered to. And there's so many of them, they don't have a place to put them. But they're the ones that called us to say, do something. I love how the public is, too. The Border Patrol actually signed up for this, are in dangerous positions, go through all this. They're down there with the scorpions and the rattlesnakes and then the dead people and the dead bodies and people with the diseases and all that hell. And then everybody's mad that they're busing them in. And I get they should stand down. But if they stand down, then it totally collapses because the law hasn't been changed. And Trump is not a dictator. But here's the thing. When you're brought into a national crisis like this by traitors, it's not called martial law. It's called survival. So all I'm saying at this point is we got to really start making some serious decisions here as a country about if we're going to be run by these people. Because the Democrats are a lawless group of lying crooks allied with the Chi-Coms, and they've been caught red-handed, and they're scared, and now they're going for broke, and they're dangerous. So make no mistake, this is the most critical time in our history. 877-789-2539. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget, store-wide free shipping. It's about to end in a couple days, and 56% off on all the supplements. Huge deals. Your purchase makes it all possible. Without you, we are nothing. Your calls in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. War Room, 3 p.m. Central with Owen Troyer. 8 a.m. before me, David Knight, the David Knight Show. A Central. Viewing and listening. All right, I'm going to go to Thomas, Jim, John, and many others here. Former and current active duty, Border Patrol, witnesses on the border. That's who we're opening the phones up for, 877-789-2539. Let me just say this. I've had old friends, old journalists, people that I've known, people that I basically started their careers, make cheap shots at me because if you make cheap shots on YouTube, they let you operate. The only way you're allowed to talk about Alex Jones is if it's negative. And they say, oh my God, Alex Jones supports martial law. Alex Jones supports Rex 84. Well, there's an old saying. And it's called You Live, You Learn. And I learned how the leftists were lying about Ronald Reagan. And it didn't mean that Ronald Reagan was perfect. But since I learned about the weathermen and read some of the declassified files that only came out a few years ago and talked to the folks that infiltrated their groups, like Larry Grathwald, who was a great patriot, I confirmed that there was a Democrat plan to collapse Mexico and Central America into Southern North America, Mexico, and to bring in martial law through a migrant crisis, and the Democrats would then activate migrant leaders trained in these UN camps to burn down the U.S. Now, that was in the 1980s. And the left always attacked it, and I would see it on PBS and things and go, wow, that is terrible that they plan martial law and Oliver North got told to shut up, or you know, the senator said don't talk about it in the congressional hearing and all the rest of it. And I was always Rex 84 bad. And then you pull back and they're running the exact op, and you've got Beto O'Rourke and you've got Jorge Ramos saying it's over, the country's gone, there are no borders, we're Latin America, and the UN's running the refugee camps for the invasion. It was about 6 months ago. I went, wait a minute. Remember, I'm Mr. FEMA camp, which Obama wanted a national emergency in camps for conservatives. Hillary talked about it, remember? So there's bad camps. We want due process. But if people hit you with 20 million people, there's nowhere to keep them. You got to keep them in a facility and ship them back, or you're done. So they've already overwhelmed the facilities and the judges in due process. So they put you into martial law artificially. And then Reagan's plan was, we'll have to use military bases to hold up to 10 million people, because that was the Democrat plan. Originally created at, you know, Cornell by Bill Ayers, who was Obama's mentor. You can't make this stuff up. They did this to Europe, too, just now, the last 10 years. So these dogs don't learn new tricks, because these tricks work. So Reagan and the Pentagon got ready, and you better believe they got plans now. But they're filled with SJWs at the command level. And so I came on air with courage and said Rex 84 was a good plan, and I was conned by the left. And man, did people have a heyday with that. Mr. Anti-FEMA camp now supports the FEMA camps. I'm not for a FEMA camp or against a FEMA camp. If an asteroid hits the Atlantic Ocean with the power of 1,000 hydrogen bombs and we've got 5 years of nuclear winter and everybody's starving to death, people are going to be in emergency facilities. Most people are going to die. A camp is a camp, like a gun is a gun or a truck is a truck. The point is, who's creating the crisis and why are they doing it? If a bioweapon gets released, you're going to see this stuff happen. That's why it's in place. I didn't like it because I had emergency managers and people inside the military telling me that Obama, and before that Clinton, was planning martial law, and I got the documents. And I used to be screaming and yelling at the FBI how they were all traitors until we'd be at an illegal Army checkpoint. The Army didn't like what they were doing, training to take guns from citizens on I-35. I'm like, you scumbag FBI, you filth, you filthy military traitors to America. All of a sudden they're like, psh, turn your camera off a minute. Here's the documents. We're on your side. We don't like this either. They're like, all right. The military and the police are more awake than anybody, folks. They don't like this crap. And then the Black Lives Matter and Kill the Cops movement starts up, and they wanted to kill the cops to make them capitulate to the globalists. So they would go along with the left taking control of law enforcement. So they could then put conservatives in the FEMA camps. The damn camps are there. So I'm just saying, you're going to let people shove their kids through concertina wire, barbed wire, and then get here by the millions and collapse the whole country? Or are we going to put them in facilities and ship their asses back? But that's not even what I want. And I'm going to go to your calls. And I'm going to explain this very, very, very calmly and very coolly. We have to have a coalition with Brazil and with Colombia, who are already about to go to war with Venezuela. It's already collapsed. Millions are flooding in every few months to their countries. There's firefights, you name it. It's all over the news now down there. To stabilize, and Maduro has to be removed. The UN isn't going to help. They're behind it, orchestrating the whole damn thing. And we have to get them out and do it, because they're running it as the base to collapse into the U.S. in this program, just like the UN did the Arab Spring with Obama to collapse the Middle East into Europe. So I don't want to go down there for regime change like the other times and all the rest of it to get the damn oil. We have to go down there to stabilize that country, because it's in northern South America and is already falling into our country. I don't trust the neocons and not sabotage to blame Trump. I don't even like the idea. But it's way better than what we already have. Millions coming our way, collapsed border, babies being shoved through barbed wire because their countries have collapsed. We can't let the whole South collapse into bedlam and insanity and then engulf us with the Democrats and our open society opening the door in a Weatherman communist UN plan from the 1970s. It has to be stopped now. And there you have it. And, of course, the Russians and the Chinese are there. The Chinese already put in a social score there. They're running the show. The Russians want their interest because they sold a bunch of weapons to them and gold and a bunch of issues. And I'm not a Russophile. If we were pumping into the Russian border millions of people, Russia would have the right to go to war with us. So I'm going to tell Russia, I'm against going to war with you. I want you to be successful. Have your pipelines. Do what you want. And fight the jihadis. But get the hell out of there. Because I'm telling you, the only move to make here pretty soon is to go in there and kill everybody. And I'm talking about the military bases and the leadership of that damn government. Because that's the problem. Cut it off at the head. Cut off Soros and the State Department funding. Again, you want to blame the Russians? Our government's the number one funder of this. The Russia's not the problem. I'm saying Russia better get the hell out of it. And the Chi-Coms, it's time to bloody their nose. Maduro is a monster. He's arresting all the political opposition. He's a pig. He's a criminal. They have 1,000 people dying a day down there from starvation. You say, well, that's not our thing to get involved in. I agree. It was overseas. It's on our border. It's a chain reaction on our border. And I'm not going to sit here and like a wimp and play games with this whole thing. Because as I got older, I learned the pieces of this whole puzzle. And they're running their move on us. This is the takedown of the country, folks. And we either act and overthrow the Mexican president or we've got to invade. Now, his country's totally lawless and a joke, and he's adding to it. I've been to Mexico. The Central American crime gangs are making Mexico even worse right now. He won't do a damn thing because he's a globalist. He's getting paid off, and you know he is. And the Venezuela is the problem. Mexican leadership and Venezuelan leadership are enemies of humanity and of everybody in Latin America, and they need to be dealt with and dealt with right now if anybody cares about civilization, and that's the end of it. All the games stop right here. The real world's happening. 15,000 people a day, 3 times the previous record, are hitting the 3 major border sectors. That's just in El Paso, 15,000 alone. McAllen, 15,000 alone. That's 30,000 a day they're grabbing in Texas. They can't take care of them. It can't be dealt with. No one's there. People say, oh, we'll just be humanitarian. Oh, don't worry. The Democrats are taking them into their homes to be voters and to be a permanent underclass. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I swear I'm going to Thomas and Jim and John and John and Dan. But I went ahead and said it. I'm not ashamed of saying it. I just want to say it right and get all my points out there. I feel really good about this. I don't trust the globalists in our government to sabotage it and blame Trump like Bay of Pigs. That's why they've got to sign on to it publicly. There's got to be press conferences. People say, oh, well, you got to have a sneak attack. No sneak attacks. Massive multi-month buildup so they know we're coming and they'll leave. But if we wait much longer, they're going to foment the domino collapse into our country. And there's going to be stay-behind networks down there that are going to have to be dealt with. So this is big boy pants time for everybody out there. This is big boy pants time. We put the big boy pants on, or we let the globalists collapse the whole hemisphere. They've already collapsed Europe. Their tourism's down 80%. Paris is like an open-air Islamic toilet. And I'm not rolling over. And the president doesn't want to plunge the economy. He just signaled. I'll plunge the economy to stop this. Yes, shut the border. Seal it now. Declare a real emergency. Become the commander-in-chief. We'll be back with your calls.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.